Welcome to Girls in Heels. Today it is our, I'm going to call it the medical show because I had some oral surgery and something happened to Nicole's boobies. We're going to talk about that as well. So we'll get to all of our medical things. We're at that age that we go do medical things. Remember when you were a kid and you hated going to the doctor and now it's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I have a doctor's appointment.
I know. Yes. But we go to all the girls. We make it fun.
That's true. Yeah, good point. We also have some housewives news we got to talk about. I have news that you guys might not know about, and it's about your show.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're going to share information about the housewives. All right. Well, I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Preya and Nicole Napolitano. Also known, of course,
everybody,
as the twins from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And the co-hosts of Girls in Heels podcast. We want to say thank you to all you guys. We had 16,000 new subscribers.
Yes.
16,000. And we just want to say thank you so much because if it wasn't for you guys, we'd just be three idiots in a room talking, which we do anyway. We are normally three idiots in a room talking.
Three cute little adorable idiots
talking. We are. It's just fun. And we get everyone to come hang with us once a week. Yay.
All right, so let's get to the most important news of the day, Nicole's boobie news.
Yeah.
What happened? What's going on with you?
Well, we actually...
You've got breast news.
No, yeah. Well, even though last month was breast awareness for October, Teresa was really good, and she's like, you know what? We did not go for our mammography.
And I said, October is over, but awareness is not. So we have to keep it going. And women need to know that, as well as men, because it is prevalent in some men as well, breast cancer. And I said, we need to just keep the awareness going. So we all went yesterday.
Me, Teresa, and our girlfriend, Monica. Well, I was at work, and then I left. And
so everyone could see the picture that I posted on social media.
Wait, you posted pictures of your mammograms?
No, it was actually us in the car with that coffee. Somebody thought that. You know, it's funny because we were in the car going, and I put the little pink hair extension in my hair for the day for breast cancer awareness.
Sure.
And somebody said, and I said, the girls got together or something like girls time and girls day out. Oh, and then someone saw only girls day out and they're like, oh, we thought you were going to show your boobs. I'm like, are you crazy?
You show them enough.
No, that's because I have to tell you before.
365 days a year.
No, you're an ass. But anyway, you're an ass, Nicole. No, because you know why? I think, and before you get to the story about, you know, the mammograms, I think that's because I was watching yesterday, even on TMZ, these porn stars, they have this whole, right in Times Square, their whole, did you know about this?
What?
The free nipple campaign?
Yeah, free the nipple. Uh-huh.
That's crazy, though. I don't have a problem with it. They're going this whole thing like, don't step on my civil rights. Nobody is.
No, nobody is. Yeah, everyone, like, you're out there showing your nipples and nobody's saying a word to you. Like,
yes. Yeah, so
okay.
They're like, don't step on my civil rights. Okay, now we're going to make a civil rights case? Come on. I'm like, do what you want, but...
By the way, the noise you're hearing is everyone is drinking wine right now.
we're
suddenly Hoda and Kathy Lee in the middle of the day getting drunk.
Ching. This is the first time, actually, because we always come up here with coffee. But today, when we were driving in, and it just felt like Christmas is around the corner and Thanksgiving, and I saw all the lights and the ribbons and the gold. And
I just felt like, let's get drunk.
I said, you know what? Let's just have some holiday cheer and go up. So I feel like, Hoda and Kathy Lee having our wine as we do our segment.
That's so awesome how people just... What? We just saw that whole car ride different. Nicole looked at the holiday, and I looked at my mother was in the car, and as much as we get along, she drove me crazy today that I kind of needed the wine.
I know. I get a text from Nicole that said, we may be an hour late, so we may turn around and drop our mother off and not bring her in.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to hit me. She's right next to me.
She's in the studio today with us.
She's in the studio, and she is so going to bop me over the head right now.
But she has a muzzle on because of after last time.
I was ready. I'm telling you. I was ready as we were walking into the studio and I saw that big fire hose. I was like, okay, now's my chance. Should I wrap her up and keep her here for now?
Now, Teresa has some man nipple news that we need. Breaking man nipple news.
Breaking man nipple news. I know. Teresa is very informative about
Is
nipple.
This about a man in
Wait,
9 inches?
I love that you refer to yourself in the third person, Teresa.
I know. Sometimes I'm kind
Teresa
of...
has breaking news about a man in 9 inches.
What? Yeah. What?
Crazy.
Yes. No, listen to this scientifically. I was watching last night, and on one of these entertainment shows, it actually said, scientifically, okay, it was probably like TMZ, men's nipples are all 9 inches apart. Like, that's the truth. It's 9 inches apart, all men's nipples. So no matter what size you are, skinny, fat, heavier, a little, yeah, tall, short.
So do we have a measuring tape in the house here in the studio?
We got something better. We got our producer, Dennis, here.
Dennis!
Dennis, don't take off your shirt. Just point to where each nipple is, and then I'll let the girls decide if that looks like 9 inches to them, because believe me, these two girls know 9 inches when
maybe
they see it.
Maybe Dennis wants to take off his shirt.
All right, does that look like 9 inches to you? No. Nicole, you're single. Is that 9 inches?
Whoa. You know what? I wouldn't actually know. From my ex-boyfriend, not a shot. Maybe
was a midget.
Five.
Wait, Dennis, is that something? Do men measure? I know men measure penis size. Do men measure how far apart their nipples are? Wait, come here.
I have never, no.
I'm glad we gave Dennis a glass of wine before we started our segment.
See, there was a method to our madness. Dennis, you want a little wine?
And that's why you got him drunk, to Dennis, ask him that question.
Yeah, Dennis. We're going to measure.
Dennis is the best producer ever.
We
love him.
I'm really curious now. I wish we did have a measuring tape, because I would love to see
if scientifically that's true for every
that
man.
Is true.
I'm sure I can find one.
Okay, let's
okay. Okay, so we're going to talk about breast cancer awareness in the meantime. And during that time, Dennis is going to run out and find a measuring tape, because he's the perfect man. So if his are 9 inches, then every man in the world are 9 inches.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what we're going
so
with.
That's so funny.
Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, my God. I really feel bad, though, Nicole, that you said that you've never experienced that. It's so funny because her ex-boyfriend, I won't mention any names, but he was a volunteer firefighter. And I think, like, that was kind of like his hose. He kind of like...
like it was a metaphor, because he had a tiny...
It was very Freudian. Wee-wee. Very Freudian. And you know, being a psychologist, Cooper, very Freudian. That's why he needed his fire hose to compensate for his little hose. Sorry, Nicole.
Cooper actually had a lot to say about
my
relationship when I was dating him.
With the ex-firefighter.
I did. You know, I didn't even know you guys that well yet. And I felt the need to stick my nose in your relationship, because you were telling me some stuff about him, and I'd watched the show, and then I'd seen him, and I met him in person, and I warned you that it was not a good relationship for you for many, many reasons. And I'm really, he's a great guy, but not for you, is what I was, is the end of the, maybe he's not a great guy.
No, he's
not a
great
guy. But here's the thing. He's not for you.
Now, why did you say he wasn't for me, though? I forgot, because you could have saved me 2 years out of my life.
My impression of him was that he was a little on the self-involved side, you know, and that, I hate to say this, but as a psychologist, only because I always look for these signs, and I did a lot of research on narcissism, he struck me as a classic narcissist. That was my immediate thought, certainly when I watched him on the show. And I mean, he was certainly nice enough when I met him in person, but then as I got to know him and you and your relationship, I was thinking, this is what it's like to be with a classic narcissist. And and here's the evidence. You know, I don't know if you saw this. This is bizarre to me. So Throwback Thursday, right? Yeah. I love trolling Instagram for Throwback Thursday pictures. And I ended up, you know, I think because of when I met him with you, I follow him on Instagram. Mm. And I look and I see his Throwback Thursday picture is him and Reno.
I know.
But I was like,
today. Oh my God.
Because it's Thursday that we're taping this. Today. And then, so I was like, I didn't realize that he and Reno were in touch again.
Now I have to look at this.
You're not going to be happy about this.
No.
There were three Throwback Thursday pictures in a row. Okay.
Oh no.
One was him and Reno. The next was him and Teresa Giudice.
Oh my God.
Giudice.
No way.
Which was even more bizarre. And then I hesitate to tell you this.
Oh, no.
But he has a picture of you.
No way.
On his Instagram. And it's recent.
You're kidding
me. Wait,
let me
find the date. It's
my gosh. Please don't tell me this. I do not want to be on his Instagram anymore.
Cut
the cord, Bobby.
It's 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Two weeks ago.
We'll call him Firefighter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's no name.
Which, by the way, Teresa, he's still on my phone, on my Fab Five, on the first page, and sometimes my phone dials him. Please delete him off my phone. Because you know my phone, it goes crazy and it just dials people sometimes.
I think.
And I looked
comical
down the other day and it said FaceTime Bobby, and I'm like, holy shit.
You know what?
Please delete.
Right.
Delete. I just got to tell you something.
Oh, tell me something.
You know, it's so funny, Nicole, me being your twin, yes. And you just asked Cooper, well, what was it about him from 2 years ago? And you know what? I could have saved you.
I could have
saved you 2 years.
Why not?
From the bathroom scene when he locked himself in the bathroom like a five-year-old.
Right.
I was banging my butt against the door going, open up. And he's like, no. I mean, he hid in the bathroom during an argument. That says it right there.
You know,
that's why don't go for a fire. Go for a cop next time. At least they have balls. At least they're strong.
Are you kidding me? I know. NYFD,
Cops
Teresa.
Protect. I don't know. No, I love firefighters.
Firefighters
I love firefighters.
So amazing. Especially, are you kidding me? The ones we know growing up in New York and
don't use him as an example. Firefighters are usually amazing.
Hold on. Firefighters that get paid. He's a volunteer.
Volunteers, I give a lot of credit to people who go out there and volunteer their time.
Let's let him be an example of other people.
No, and you know what? You're right, because I know a lot of firefighters and my hat goes off to him. I'm teasing. I just think he's such a... I'm laughing because I'm looking now at my Instagram. I'm looking at these pictures. It's such like... It's so
awkward.
Funny.
It's awkward is what it is.
Like
it's
he gives it a bad name. Like it's like makes it comical. Everything is like comical with him. He reminds me of Wimpy from Popeye with that stupid face. He's stupid.
But you know what's so sad? It's really, I hate to say it. People, when I was dating him, were like, oh, Nicole, like, he's a housewife whore, and he's only dating you because you were a housewife on season 6. And I was like, no. But it kind of looks like that he really was, like, so impressed with it that 2 years later, and he's still putting, like,
pictures.
That's why. Right.
And you know what's so sad, too?
My husband. Wait a second. And he's checking in at Angelo's. Cut the cord, baby.
You haven't been in Angelo's in over 2 years.
Cut the cord, baby. Cut.
Wait a minute. So that picture's from 2 years ago. He's checking in, like, it was today?
Like it was today.
Yes.
No, because people that don't even read TBT, if they're just looking at it, it looks like Angelo's and there's my husband and Bobby. They haven't even spoken.
All right, one last thing and then we're going to move on, which I found really funny. Last week, a girlfriend of mine, actually two, had texted me and they were laughing. It's like, LOL, laugh my ass off. And I'm like, what's so funny? And then they called me up. They said, oh, Nicole, your ex-boyfriend is on Match. And you know what's so pathetic? Oh. His profile pictures
don't say
are
it.
All of
no.
him
And you.
Housewives.
No.
Housewives.
Oh, no.
Like five different housewives. And I'm like, oh, no, he's not doing this. Like Jim Marchese abused him at the reunion and brought out all the pictures that he was a housewife for. And now it's like, oh, how pathetic. You're putting that on Match.com. Like that's your resume. Like you can't be doing
learned.
This. Please let me help him out.
Think about the kind of woman that would be interested in a guy like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no self-respecting woman would be like, oh,
not the one you want to bring home to.
He knows a housewife.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Not the one you want to bring home to your three children. Sorry.
No, definitely not.
The one that you want to, have their legs thrown up in your bedroom.
Hey, listen.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
You live and you learn.
I want you to know, just talking about him, I just had to Purell my hands.
Exactly.
I'm so grossed out.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so we have some breaking news. Dennis is back. With our so we've done a scientific experiment, and I'd like to say, in case you're just joining us, but it's a podcast, so if you're just joining us, what the hell's wrong with you? We've been talking for 20 minutes. So the science says that men's nipples are 9 inches apart regardless of what size the man is, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
Dennis is the perfect man, so we've decided he is the example for every man in the world.
Yes.
So if his are 9 inches apart, then that is then scientific empirical evidence has been found.
Okay.
So here's what I want you guys to take a guess. Do you think he found that his nipples were 9 inches apart, Nicole?
Absolutely.
You
Dennis,
say yes.
I do. I do believe. I'm
it
a believer.
Has
been,
it, hey, listen, if TMZ says
TMZ says it.
And listen, then they're wrong because Dennis is the perfect man.
Okay, let's
find
out.
Smart, good looking. He's got the whole package. So if this is not 9 inches, then you know what? I'm writing to TMZ.
Okay, Dennis, what were your findings?
Well, I went into the bathroom and... And I asked everyone to give me a few moments of privacy. And then I measured and it almost exactly 9 inches.
Woo! You are the perfect man. 9-inch Dennis. That's going to be your new nickname.
My question is, how funny did it look, Dennis walking into the men's room with a tape measure?
Well, men here do it all the time. It's just that's not what they're measuring.
They're
very bored here.
I love Dennis's new nickname, Nine Inch Dennis. You stud.
Wait, we have to start a Twitter page or an Instagram page for him now.
Everyone's going to be like, who's Dennis? Who's Dennis?
Exactly.
You will never, ever have a problem dating Dennis.
And he's ours. It's our secret.
Wait, I just want you to know, like, men are running in here now with tape measures because they all want a piece of this now. That's awesome.
This is great. This is so much freaking fun.
Great.
Everyone should just hang out with us.
I know, really.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
Well done. Well done. You are now officially a scientist.
Dennis, would you like another glass of Santa Margarita? Pinot Grigio?
He will have some. See, this is why we got him drunk.
Let's do more studies.
I love that was a study.
Exactly.
We're just so smart.
We really are. I love that I finally
We're
used
smart, sophisticated,
I love
sexy.
That I finally used my PhD for science.
See?
I'll get you using a Cooper.
So I had quite a week too. Like, okay, so you guys went and had your first of all. Oh, wait, you reminded me. I forgot to tell you. I also had a mammogram, and here's what I found out during my mammogram. The woman says to me while I was doing it, she goes, "Oh, so one of your breasts is much smaller than the other, huh?"
Oh.
And I've got two problems with this. One is, shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Hey, take the fucking picture.
Do your job and don't judge my boobs, thank you.
Yeah.
And then also, I guess I sort of realized it. It's not that much bigger, but it was enough that she noticed.
Well, now you will.
And it brought back all this childhood trauma because I don't know if you guys had this because I matured before a lot of my friends. So I had one boob grew when I was 12.
No,
one side. I'm not joking.
They always say one boob is a little bigger than the other.
No.
Unless you have implants.
I have pictures of me in a tight shirt, and the one is like a little tiny whoop, and then nothing on the other side.
It sprouted.
It was so bad, and
did
I was
you have stuff on the other side.
I didn't know what to do. I was I was 12, but I was a jock. I was an athlete, and the guys called me Larry. That was my nickname. So then I was one boob Larry.
Oh, why no. Larry?
One Lawrence. Boob
Lawrence.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
See, I knew that.
Yeah,
that
of course. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Lawrence. So it brought back. So when this woman like traumatized me. Like there I was having my mammogram, and I was like, oh my god, I'm one boob Larry again.
Oh no.
Woman, it's so
what?
Mean.
That's
yeah.
Like post traumatic stress.
I know.
One, is it noticeably? Like, I'm looking at
you
right
me.
Now.
No, they look
no,
great.
No, your boobs look,
no, look
so good.
They look,
well, that's because I have the nipple covers that you suggested.
Well, you really
I live
can't...
in them. I wear them all the time. I hate bras now. I only wear my nipple covers.
Those are the best.
They are the best.
We got mom to laugh after the drive, and I'm glad to hear it took 2 hours, and she chuckled over there.
And I want you to know, Mom, I did buy your favorite wine, Pinot Grigio Santa Margarita, to make you smile.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is one of the best white wines. That's a good gift wine. Like, when someone says, bring a bottle of wine, that's my go-to.
I like it. Me too.
It really is a good one.
I have to tell you, exactly. It's great. It's a good wine, moderately priced. It's just a good wine. I like it too.
Yeah.
I made Teresa buy glasses in the liquor store because they gave her plastic cups.
Plastic.
And Teresa, we walked
out
and Teresa goes, how do you know that they didn't use these? I'm like, well,
no, I got skeeved out.
And,
right. Because there were only four, and those are the four he gave me. So I'm like,
so
he
actually did an about face and went in and bought glasses.
Bought glasses.
Yeah. Well,
which you should now keep in your car, by the way, because in case you have to. No.
Yeah.
So when
serious.
I get pulled over by a cop, he's going to be like, why do you have wine glasses in your car?
Before Cooper gets into, because I want to hear your oral mouth story, you know, I want to hear.
Excuse me? We're back to 9 inches again?
When you said aura, I was like, that's, you know, it's so funny. Really, people listening to this are like, oh, God, they're so sexual. But it's just so funny because
we are very
we're just
sensual
silly.
And sexual.
You know, we're just silly and we're having
sensual.
Fun. And, and it's just such a great time with you girls.
We're silly, Mom. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say sensual or sexual because my mother is next to me. I'm
no,
still getting reprimanded.
True. That's not true.
Okay, I have to say we're silly.
Sensual
okay.
is good. Sensual
I like
good.
Sensual, Mom.
You always have to be sensual. But listen,
I
want to hear your story because when you got...
What happened?
You started saying when you got stopped the other day.
Well...
Oh, right.
It was actually yesterday
yeah.
when we had gone for our mammography. I was meeting Teresa and Monica. We were all going together. I was at the office in Red Bank, and as I was leaving, I was calling.
Because she's a jet broker.
Because I'm a jet broker.
I'm always
premier aviation specialist.
What's a jet broker? Sorry to interrupt. What's a jet broker?
I deal with people who fly private, CEOs. So do you, I mean, do you, a lot of money.
What aspect
able
of it?
Not to go like 2-3 hours before and go through customs and all that stuff. And
so they rent
yada, yada.
A jet from your company.
Yeah, they rent from my company, and I get them, you know, private jet.
Very nice. That's my goal.
It is amazing, actually, to just pull up to an FBO, and when your flight, like right now, it's 2:00 in the afternoon. When your flight's at 2:00, to arrive at 1:59 and just walk right on the tarmac and get on your jet. So it's amazing.
And do you take those jets sometimes?
Sometimes there's empty legs and we're able to go on them, but mostly it's so, so expensive.
Right.
I want to be able to fly in them all the time. Because once you fly private, you do not want to go back to commercial. It's like a real, real hashtag spoiled brat. Like,
Like you're not going to fly with the great unwashed ever again.
Oh, no. And you have a dog and, you know... Oh. You could take your animals. You could take your little puppies on the plane and let them, like, you know, run around and sit on your lap and not be in a little, you know.
Santa's filling everyone's glasses right now, by the way. If you're wondering what that noise is in the background, she's the bartender.
Hold on. Wait, thank you, Mama Santa. How apropos. Santa Margarita. We have Santa pouring
it right now. Of course
you
do.
Yeah. So, again, once you fly private, it's so luxurious and... There's no other way to fly.
Wow.
Yeah, they're totally magnificent.
Okay, so sorry to interrupt. So,
so I was at work yesterday, and I had to meet Teresa and Monica to go for a mammography. So as I was leaving Red Bank and driving, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I had this. I did not have the phone by my ear, but I did not have my car, which has Bluetooth. I had my mom's car, and I was on speakerphone, and all of a sudden, I'm talking to Teresa, and I see like this. Freaking lights in the back of me. I'm like, I have to go. I'm getting pulled over. So I hang up the phone, and all of a sudden, I have this cop walk up to my window. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I do not have my license on me. And he says, license and registration. And I just looked at him like, he is one damn looking cop right
he
now.
He was fine looking?
He was fine looking. Fine and probably like 30, like really young and... Young meat, no. He was so good looking. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So he's like, license and registration. I was like, well, actually, I took my mother's car, and I don't have my license on me, but I do have my business card.
So Nicole sounded like she was 30.
I have my mommy's car.
I have my mommy's car.
I have my mommy's car.
I think I was so nervous, because I do get very nervous when I get pulled over, and I do not like authority.
I just got my driver's license.
I have my mommy's car, and I don't have my license.
Could you buy me something?
Can I have a lollipop?
Can I have a lollipop? Because I'm going to the doctor's now, and I don't get lollipops anymore.
Were you wearing those braids you have today? The little girl braids?
I was actually coming from work, so I was in my business attire. So I really looked professional. I probably did not sound professional, but I looked professional because I get very nervous when like a cop pulls me over. So I'm like,
yeah, that sounds intuitive.
I do not have blah 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 blah. I do not have my license, but
it was expired.
Like, well, I cannot tell them that it expired, and I have to go down to DMV.
No,
are you kidding
me? You can't
me?
Say that.
First of all, I'm going down tomorrow morning, and you are driving me there. So I have an expired license. I have to go tomorrow morning, and I don't have my license on me. So he pulls me over, and I'm like, here's my business card. This is all I have. Well,
and
guess
you
what?
Grabbed his hand.
Well, I grabbed his hand because I get so nervous, and I don't know. He was just like really cute.
Did you do the little stroke of the hand?
No, I did not do any stroke of the hand.
So you grabbed his hand, you put your business card into his hand.
And I said, the only thing I have right now, my identification, is my business card. And that was it. And he said, okay. And before you know it, I was off to my mammogram. And then a half hour later, I get a text that says, wow, I like your title. And I said, well, there's nothing.
And he said private aviation.
Private aviation. And I said, well, your badge is much more impressive. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
That's a good line. So no license, but I had my business card on me. See, Teresa always tells me, do not leave home without your business cards.
Well,
you could leave everything
say,
else, but not your business card.
I would say don't leave home without your driver's license, but that's just me. I'm just an idiot, I guess.
Tomorrow I will be down at DMV, but in the meantime, I have my business cards.
Wait, so you guys have texted each other? Are you going on a date with this cop?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, come on, you are. You are.
You'll do anything to get a ticket.
Oh, wait. How apropos. Dunkin' Donuts and coffee? Don't they say, like, cops, like donuts?
No. You'll have to coffee? I don't know.
It's a myth.
It's a myth?
Wait, science. I feel another science experiment coming on. You find out if cops like donuts.
How's
I am so happy
you
have your PhD. I'm so happy.
Farming out my research to you.
The crazy thing is, we really are very intelligent. I have to say that. We're like a little silly, and sometimes we act like, oh, you know, a little ditzy. But
hey, listen, I just played that card. I know everything that's going on.
We are so much smarter than the average person, girls.
Yeah, hello. I went to good schools, private school. I studied in Rome. Hello there.
No,
a lot more than what's what I look like.
What'd you get a degree in, by the way, Nicole? Hey, you're probably wondering why we're ending the show here. Well, this is part one of this week's Girls in Heels. Nicole's answer led us to a very fascinating conversation that you will never see coming. We're going to continue that next week. Next week's going to be a very exciting episode, trust me. Thank you so much for listening. Spread the word about us. Email us your thoughts and questions, girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Teresa, Nicole, and I are back next week with part two of a very special Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for downloading.